Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. The Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association was set to hold its annual general meeting earlier today. Well, appropriately, my special guest in this week's programme is the ICSA President, Patrick Kent. I've been speaking to him about a range of issues facing farmers and getting his views on progress made in 2015 and also the challenges ahead for the coming year. Patrick, looking back on 2015, it was a year with plenty of challenges for the farming community. What do you think were the issues that, when you look back now, you feel that real progress was made? Because at times, certain sectors certainly were in a difficult situation.
I'm not sure if any progress was made at all, Chris. I don't want to sound pessimistic, but there's a black cloud hanging over cattle prices there, and the way beef factories have such a grip on farmers and production, and with trying to reimpose weight limits and age specifications and so on. And the price seems to be a problem for the farmers trying to get a margin from finishing cattle and growing cattle.
Is there any light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, you know, people can be only frustrated for so long. Are there chinks of light?
Unless there's an improvement in demand, I see Borbia have lost total direction. They've morphed into policing farmers with schemes, quality assurance schemes and so on and so forth, and it's gone away from the original reason it was formed, and that was to market Irish produce, and there is no evidence of that, or very little evidence of it. They seem to market pork, which would be one of our competitors, those cattle and sheep farmers here, and there's very few people in comparison involved in the production of pork in Ireland, and in actual fact some of the pork that's been processed here is actually imported and sold as Irish, I'm told. And we would like to see Borbia getting their act together and promoting Irish beef and lamb, particularly in our main markets in Europe and in the UK. But I see no evidence of that happening. And I think there's more advertising of govegan.ie and promoting vegan cuisine than there is on promoting Irish beef and lamb. And unless we get at the lift in demand and a lift in price as a result, we can't see progress. But we're going to have to get that addressed. There's levies being taken out of farmers' checks there to fund Borbia, along with government money, and it's not coming back into farmers' pockets.
Over the years, we've had plenty of, some would say, talking shops. What's your view on the whole beef forum and? Can bringing people together, I mean, in theory, it should end up with a net result that improves things, but it's not always the case, and it can be frustrating at times.
Well, the round table and so on, it's an exercise in talking and so on, but it also highlights the fact that the beef industry are so entrenched and so cooperative with one another and to the detriment of farmers, that it's frightening at times how little power farmers have and trying to get a decent price for their cattle.
The whole regulation of the meat industry is a big issue, and compared with our European counterparts, are we worse or better off than, say, your French farmer or Italian farmer?
Well, certainly the French will demonstrate, and they will block roads, and they will and now the French government is putting in $500 million there to bolster farming incomes. I hope we don't have to adopt some of their measures, but it's encouraging to see IFA eventually starting to see. Henry Bourne's mentioned it actually about a policeman for the scheme. We've been calling for a regulator for 1.5 years or more now, 18 months or so. And the IFA in Henry Burns' manifesto is talking about a policeman, and the Ulster Farmers Union is talking about a regulator as well, and only recently. So it's good to see those people eventually seeing the light and coming on board, pushing for regulation of the industry. We need it at European level. Getting money back to primary producers has to be a priority, because without that, the whole industry dies, and it's not for the good. It'll end up, you know, Europe will just end up importing cheap, lower grade product from abroad.
In terms of the export markets, and now and again, sometimes we're given hope, sometimes it can be false hope. What's your reading on that? Will we see new markets that could help with helping the price in the long run?
Well, there's always hope, but to guess markets, we've got to guess activity there in promoting our Irish product, and that seems to be lacking. And but there is certainly there's lots of potential, let's say, there, and we have a very high quality product in grass-fed beef and lamb here in Ireland. This is a premium product, and it needs to be marketed as such rather than being sold as a yellow pack brand to lower grade supermarkets.
I'm speaking with Patrick Kent, the president of the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association. Patrick, looking at a few other areas in terms of the sheep man, and prices have been relatively good of late, so a little bit more satisfaction in that sector.
Well, only because numbers have been back in sheep, and that's really why that price has come up, because there's a scarcity, and the beef farmers have been working too hard and producing too much possibly. And the sheepman has benefited because there haven't been an oversupply of sheep. And but there is quite a growing demand for lamb in certain parts of the world, and that is encouraging. But the sheep farmer needs every penny of the extra that he's got in the last couple of years. There's a lot of costs with sheep, but certainly a lot of work, and particularly this time of the year, a lot of very hard work with difficult weather and so on. And so it's encouraging to see a rise there, but they need substantially more rises there, I'm afraid.
And if we take a county like Donegal, of course, a lot of the sheepmen would be in mountainous areas, small farms sort of where viability can be called into question. A lot of them would be part-time farmers. So as you mentioned, every euro coming in, no matter what way it's coming in, does count.
Absolutely, but it's good for rural Ireland. It's necessary that these people get a decent price for their efforts and their investment. And these people spend money in the locality, and it's good for rural Ireland that these people get a decent income. And it has to be bolstered reinforced.
Looking at the Common Agricultural Policy, a few things have been altered, the midterm review. What's your reading of this yellow card system in relation to penalties?
Well, it's encouraging, but we'd want to see more evidence of it than just a promise. As it is, it's just a promise there from Phil Hogan as such, but we need to see it in action, and we need to see less regulation at farm level and more regulation at probably at supermarket level. There's a lot of junk food competing with the quality foods, and people have to run the gauntlet of junk food and alcohol to get their quality foods. And I think there has to be more emphasis in advertising and promoting healthily produced food. And that's exactly what we're very good at in Ireland here. But unfortunately, we import an awful lot, and we're competing with a lot of highly processed, what you could only classify as junk food or food-like products.
And the whole CAP, how locked in are we into things at the moment, or can there be changes at this stage for the remaining years in the current setup?
Well, there's the midterm review due next year in 2017, so there might be some tweaks there, but I'm not really sure what's in the pipeline there.
Another area that's of a huge concern to a lot of people, the whole area of food labelling and packaging regulations, it seems to have been going on for years and years, and there still seems to be problems.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of politics being played by big multinationals, and unfortunately, we are a victim of it in that, in the UK, for instance, Lidl and Aldi, which are big sellers, they don't sell Irish beef or lamb. And we need to get that changed. So if we could change that and allow Irish beef and lamb in those supermarkets, which seem to be growing in market share, it might help our situation.
There's been much talk about Ireland being the food island, and how much the whole agricultural sector has really driven the economy forward in such a difficult few years. Looking ahead and some of the targets that have been set, I mean, do you think we can reach the sort of output that has been mentioned in certain sectors, or is it too ambitious?
I'm not sure it would be wise, actually. A lot of farmers that stretch themselves and, you know, go into high input systems to get on a treadmill, that's very hard to get off. And if they can get in, if they get into a situation of unsustainable debt, it's insurmountable debt. It's not a situation to get into. So I think farmers have to be very cognizant of the returns on the income and the fact that if you increase output, you also increase your costs and make farming, you know, you increase the length of your winter if you increase stocking levels, for instance. You know, you have to house these cattle or sheep for a longer period. So you're into a higher cost system. So if you don't get a higher price, that is not justified. So unless, I think farmers shouldn't produce more until they get paid more first per unit. And I think it's imperative that people do their sums before they get into some of these systems.
Now, you mentioned costs there. For farmers, inputs, it seems everything keeps going up. And one area that certainly has stirred up a little bit of controversy, the whole area of fertilizer prices. Do you see any likelihood that we'll ever see prices sort of going down?
Yeah, I think for nitrogen fertilizers, there's a strong downward trend. For P and K, there seems to be a monopoly at world levels, and it's we just don't see any light there. It's just a slight fall in P and K prices, but in nitrogen, certainly they usually follow oil, and there is a downward trend, and there is resistance, of course, by merchants and so on to try and maintain the price or keep the price up. And maybe it's because some of them have old stock, but I would encourage farmers to shop around and to make sure they have more than one supplier and to get prices from different suppliers and that, and also look at alternatives like increasing the level of clover in their pastures or growing alternative crops that don't require so much nitrogen if they're in crop production, you know, like beans or peas or whatever, legumes that produce more nitrogen.
And falling oil prices certainly have been a help to everybody right across the board, and likewise for the agricultural community. So this has been a little bit of a bonus, hasn't it?
It has, because agriculture can consume quite a lot of quite a lot of fuel at certain times of the year, but in general, it's very, very carbon friendly and so on. We don't use anything like what they use in other countries. Like, for instance, in the United States, they use something like 75 gallons per animal that's produced, per bovine animal that's produced. But here, it wouldn't be a tenth of that.
Looking at the current year coming up, if you were to pick out two or three of the top issues briefly, what would you see them being?
Well, certainly a re-emphasis on farmers' incomes and getting a sustainable income for farmers and sustaining farmers in rural Ireland. And the size of units that we have here to maintain those and not trying to put undue pressure on smaller farmers to make sure that they have an adequate income, I think that's imperative. And as an organisation, I think to maintain sheep and cattle prices, and increase them if at all possible, I think is imperative.
Patrick Kent, the ICSA president. And now, just to give you some advance notice of a spring sheep seminar, it's taking place on Thursday, February the 11th in Jackson's Hotel in Ballybuffet. The evening seminar will feature a number of items, including ensuring optimum health in the ewe flock at lambing time, the economics of spring lambing systems, and improving technical performance. Speakers will include Tim Keady, the principal sheep research scientist with Chagas, John Gilmore, a veterinary consultant, Owen Finneran and Edward Brown, agricultural consultants. And the livestock prices. Starting with sheep prices and spring lamb, making €5.50 a kilo to 24 kilos, ewes €3.30 a kilo. Cattle prices, steers at €3.90 a kilo, heifers €4.05 a kilo, R grade bulls €3.80 a kilo, and U grade bulls €3.90 a kilo, cows O grade €3.25 a kilo, and R grade €3.40 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views from me, Chris Ashmore. Until next week. Have a great week.